Hello, everybody. This is Neil Viewers in Madison, Wisconsin. And this, for me, is a rather unusual podcast. Often my podcasts are about recording equipment and other electronic gadgets. This one's going to be on strange and unusual sounds and unusual ways of recording the sounds. I'm on my front porch. You can hear the cicadas. That is one sound. But a couple ways I'm going to be recording the sounds will, I think, be a bit unique. I'm going to be using, for many of them, what's often called a contact microphone, in that you have to have the microphone touching the thing that you're recording before it will actually pick it up. Sound of a car going by. If you were to hold the microphone an inch or so away from that sound source, it wouldn't hear a thing. You have to actually touch the object with the microphone. And when you do, it pretty much sounds like it would sound like if you crawled inside that object and were hearing it from the inside. The other kind of recording I'm going to play for you is recorded with a parabolic reflector, a dish that is used. One places the microphone in the dish, pointing toward the dish at a certain distance from the center of the dish, where the reflective sound is the greatest. One can buy parabolic reflectors for bird watching, bird listening, etc. What I'm using is a radar dish, which is a much bigger dish, and it focuses the sounds even better. The sound of a catbird, recorded about 25 years ago on a Ure recorder, U-H-E-R. As you can hear, the catbird sings not just one song, but many. The reason it's called a catbird is that one of its mating calls does sound kind of like a cat, but it does have a variety of songs it can sing. I was about 100 feet from this catbird. It was sitting on a telephone wire. But as you can tell, it sounds like it's right at the end of the microphone. Now the question is, what can you hear when you slow these bird sounds down? Can you hear the individual melodies more easily because it's slower? Well, let's give it a try. Okay, I'm going to play each of these song fragments twice on slow speed, and then once on normal speed. And now one more bird, a whippoorwill. I have two recordings, one recorded with a shotgun mic. A shotgun mic is a very long, maybe 2-foot-long microphone that picks up sound much more directly than even a cardioid microphone. So had I been using a cardioid microphone, which is quite direct in its pickup, this bird would have been even further away. And the second recording is again using the parabolic reflector. Listen to the difference. And now some small frogs in a pond, recorded with the parabolic reflector, on regular speed, and then slowed down. Okay, I lied. Not everything is recorded with parabolic reflectors or contact mics. This next portion was recorded with Neumann KM100 microphones. I'm going to play it at very slow speed, and then play it at regular speed. And I suspect by the time I get the regular speed, you'll have figured out what it is. But it is an interesting sound. And now it's time to play with the contact microphone. First, a clock ticking. I'm going to hold the clock about 3 inches from the microphone and see what that sounds like. First, you'll hear the front of the clock pointing toward the mic, and then the back of the clock. And now with the contact mic. But tell me, have you ever spent time inside a furnace, in several places in the ductwork? Well, here's your chance. the sounds of an external hard drive with the contact microphone. And then I placed the contact microphone on my drain pipe under my sink as I let the water out and got the following sound. I'm going to play this at regular speed, then I'm going to begin to slow it down little by little, and by the time I get to the end, it'll be back to regular speed. Another interesting and strange sound. Well, I think that perhaps wraps it up. I could do a lot more sounds. But after all, this perhaps is only volume one. By the way, I'm out on my deck again. Fewer insects because it's a little cooler, but a lot of wind. The next and last sound you're going to hear, well, you're going to think I've lost my marbles, and perhaps I have. You know that when you put the contact mic against an object that is hollow, and you talk near that object, you are picked up as if you were in that object. Well, I think that's enough explanation. I end the podcast with this next strange selection. And that will be all.
Hello. I'm inside the mailbox. How about that? Out on the front deck, talking into the mailbox.